Hello, everyone, and welcome to our very first episode of Beyond the Benefits, a quantum health podcast. My name is Carly Helton, and I will be your host on this new adventure. So thank you so much for being here. I just celebrated 8 years at Quantum Health yesterday, just to give you a little insight into who I am. That entire time, I have been in our operations leadership team, really being able to see firsthand the incredible work that our care coordinators are doing every single day, being empathetic, helping them to celebrate the wins and support them through the challenges is something that keeps me excited to be here at Quantum. And I have the ability to do that every single day in the work that we get to do here. So I'm just really excited because we're going to spend some time having just some really transparent conversations, some, you know, genuine conversations. And the most exciting part is being able to do that alongside my friend and co-host, Ryan. So hi, Ryan.
Hey, Carly. Congratulations on 8 years at Quantum, first and
Thanks,
foremost.
Buddy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love being in your presence, and I'm excited to be doing this with you, too. And I'm most excited to be able to share some incredible stories of courageous people navigating the healthcare system as patients, as caregivers. You know, nobody wants to do healthcare. Nobody wakes up and says, I want to do healthcare today. It's usually an unchosen experience. And so we're excited to be able to share over these next several episodes how incredible it is when this human experience really comes to light with people working together to figure it out together.
Absolutely. And our first episode, which is a perfect segue, Ryan, is really around whole family care when it's needed most. So thinking about, you know, it's not just the patient in the room, right? They have an entire family and support system that is alongside of them. And all of those individuals need support and care and guidance, someone just to listen when there is a need. And I think you have a quick stat to share with us too, Ryan.
I do. 80% of families say they don't get the emotional or informational support they need when facing a medical emergency. So that's obviously a significant percentage of people who are saying we need some additional help, you know, and there's certainly people in healthcare that are giving their best. They're doing all that they can. But oftentimes, I think it's so important to highlight that it's not people falling down often. It's often the system itself that isn't constructed in a way that really allows for people to get the help and care that they need, and for caregivers and other loved ones who are there to get the help and care that they need. And the need sometimes providers need as well from a support perspective. So the stories we'll share will be about individuals going above and beyond. And please don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast. We would love for you to come back, continue to listen. So that like and subscribe really helps. And please share the word with others.
Absolutely. Come hang out with Ryan and I over the next
couple fun of months.
We're pretty fun. But for the reason that we're here and the most important part of today's conversation is really the guests that are going to be joining us. So we have the absolute pleasure of having Chris Kim with us, who is the Chief People Officer at Cision, alongside of his personal care guide nurse at Quantum Health, Leslie Potterton. And really, we're going to be talking about a critical accident that Chris's young son had, and really how Quantum Health stood up and stood in to help him and support him and his family and his kiddo through what was a very challenging experience. So welcome, both of you. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes,
absolutely. So we're just going to jump right in. And Chris, we're going to start with you. So let's just start at the beginning. So kind of walk us through the family vacation in Vermont. What happened? What did those first few days look and feel like for you? Just kind of paint that picture for us to get started.
Sure. So, you know, it's pretty rare for us as a family to be able to have winter vacations, particularly skiing or snowboarding. We're a wrestling family by background, and oftentimes those seasons conflict. That being said, we had an opportunity to go up to Vermont and ski over at Killington with one of our family friends as well. It was the first time our boys ever set foot on skis, and it was a bit of a daunting experience. And you know, if you know anything about the Northeast skiing conditions, it's nothing like Colorado or anywhere in the Rockies, right? There's a lot of ice it rained 2 days before, so the mountain itself was extremely slippery and probably not the most ideal conditions for those that are trying to learn how to ski. So, you know, it was our boys, my younger son, he picked it up relatively quickly, right? He was 7 years old at that time. And the first day we were focusing on the bunny slope. Second day, by the end of that first day, we were on some of the green circles as well. Second day, he was amped. He was excited to go back onto the mountain. One of our family friends took him on the green, some of those green circle trails. And I was with my older son on some of the bunny slopes. And I got a call from my friend. And he told me that my son had gotten into a pretty bad accident. He was about midway through the mountain and had crashed into a tree head first. So, you know, I wasn't sure exactly what the severity of it was. By the time I saw my son, he was already down the mountain at Killington's clinic or you know, on-site hospital. And it was pretty bad, right? You know, he was in and out of consciousness. He had a pretty big gash as well. The doctors and the nurses at Killington had decided that they needed to transport him to a trauma one facility, the closest one being Dartmouth Hospital in New Hampshire. So that was about an hour and a half ambulance ride as well. My wife went with him and I followed suit with my older son in tow. And we met at the hospital and those first 48 hours were probably the most difficult 48 hours. You know, it's discussions that you have with the neurosurgeon on staff that no parent ever wants to deal with, right? Discussions around death and paralysis were on the table and they're really preparing us mentally and emotionally for the worst to come. Those first 48 hours, you know, in light of some of the injuries, such as him having atlantoacetabular dislocation, which is a pretty severe injury in your neck. He had hemorrhages in his brain, multiple different fractures in his face, along with what appeared to be some tears in his arteries in the vascular region. You know, so it was, you know, the worst 48 hours in both my life as well as my wife's.
Yeah, well, Chris, first and foremost, thank you for sharing that story. I know it can't be easy to share that story and remember those moments. And as a father of two young boys, my heart goes out to you and your family. I know those were challenging days and times. And so when you think about the beyond that first 48 hours, it sounded like you started to get some better news that it wasn't AOD. Right. But he was still in serious condition. And there was a road to recovery ahead. As you were moving forward, what were some of the other things that you had to navigate beyond that 48 hours?
You know, it was about being present and in the moment of understanding just all the different administrative and logistical tasks ahead of you, right? While that imbalance with just really just being emotionally there for not just your son, but your wife, as well as your older son as well, who was also traumatized by this entire incident. You know, the things that come across your mind is you know, aside from the emotional piece of it and just being a distraught father in that situation, you know, you're starting to think about, you know, when are we going to get kicked out of this hospital? How long can we stay at this hospital, right? Are they going to downgrade us and put us in a normal hospital? And is that at the right time? You know, when we leave this hospital, are we going to inpatient, you know, rehab facility or outpatient? You start to think about all the next steps and really making sure that your son is going to get the best care he could possibly get and not circumventing any of that, right? So you start to think, you know, someone has to be really solution oriented in that regard. And I kind of took on that role while my wife was there, really just to be the emotional support for my younger son.
Yeah. Absolutely. And having to be in that situation and try to figure out how do I, in my, I have two young boys, both have asthma. My youngest had two inpatient stays, one that required 3 days in the ICU. And I can remember from those experiences how difficult it was to try to separate the emotional, mental, fear and unknown of what's going on and what's going to happen next, but also the logistics of all the other things you don't want to have to think about, right? So when you think about then the I believe there's a transfer that happened from
That's right.
the trauma center to an inpatient center. How did that all go down, Chris, in terms of your son was starting to progress? It was no longer ARD. They were looking at some other his other injuries to care for, and then transferring him to an inpatient facility, I think closer to home. Could you talk about that experience a little bit, and maybe where Leslie on Quantum came in to support?
Yeah, sure. And let me tackle that piece by piece. So, we live in New Jersey. I was making daily trips between New Jersey and New Hampshire. So one day I'll go up to New Hampshire, the next day I'll go to New Jersey, and I just did that for the full 1.5 weeks. After the 1.5 weeks of us staying in Dartmouth Hospital over in New Hampshire, where we were specifically staying within their pediatric ICU unit. The doctors on staff, and we agreed with them, it was right time to transition into an inpatient rehab facility. And clearly we wanted one that was closer to home, somewhere where, his older brother could see him, my wife could take breaks from the hospital as well as needed. And it would just be an easier logistical avenue for us to cross. We found an inpatient rehab facility with Leslie's help. Now, with these inpatient rehab facilities, for those that aren't familiar, at the end of the day, it's all about the availability of their beds,
Right.
right? And I mean, it's no different than a hotel. You go to a hotel, you want to go to that fancy hotel down the street, but they're sold out. They're sold out. There's nothing they can do to accommodate. And we were in touch with Children's Hospital over in New Brunswick, which is a great facility, and they told us. I think it was like on a Saturday that they had a bed available. And at that point, we were all restless. We were a week and a half already in that New Hampshire hospital. So we had to find an ambulance relatively quickly. And sometimes speed is not, it doesn't go hand in hand with your insurance providers, especially over the weekend. And Leslie, all credit goes to her in terms of just doing everything she could. But ultimately, we ran out of options, and I decided with Leslie's help in helping us find ambulances, private ambulances. I decided to, foot that myself, pay for it, and we'll deal with the administration and any type of insurance reimbursements after the fact. Because to me, the number one priority was getting him close to home. And we were able to find one, lock one in, and on the next day, which was a Sunday, we were able to transport him down to Children's Hospital. That you're talking about is, given it was an ambulance, I think it was about a 5 or 6 hour drive. So it was a lengthy drive in the ambulance, and we were able to do that. But again, right, I don't think I would have been able to find any providers, especially in that short time period, without Leslie's help. So a lot of that credit goes to her. I mean, along with so many other, areas that she helped us out on, across this entire journey.
Amazing. And Leslie, I want to hear from you as well in terms of tell us about how that first interaction was with Chris and kind of how all of that came together and the support that you were offering to him and his family, especially, helping to organize the ambulance transport.
Yeah. So that first initial call, I was pretty new to Quantum. I was like day two in the pod and was asked to make that outreach. And I knew it was a really serious diagnosis. So that was, it was pretty intimidating, pretty scary. But I just wanted to reach out just to let them know we're here, like meet them where they were at. What can I do for you? What can I take off your plate for you? Like, so that you can really focus on your family. And I think that that first conversation was just, you know, we talked about, you know, was he going to go home? Was he going to go to inpatient rehab? What would both of those scenarios look like? You know, what would he need if he went home? You know, like a hospital bed, different things like that. And we just talked about both of those situations. I think just, you know, so we would have an idea for both situations if it happened. And then it ended up, you know, he was going to the inpatient rehab. So, and I knew they really wanted to get him home, you know, closer to home for the family. And so just, you know, making those phone calls, trying to find the ambulance. I think I called like 15 different ambulance companies on that Friday, you know, just trying to find something, because, you know, I'm a parent too. I can imagine what that situation would have been like, and just, you know, really wanting to help make that better for them. And if I remember right, I think it was your older son's birthday that weekend too. And like wanting to get him closer so they could celebrate that all together and things. So yeah, it was just, you know, calling around, making those phone calls. And I had great support from my pod as well, so that I didn't have to focus on other people. I could just focus on Chris and his family.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And like you said, 15 phone calls. I mean, sometimes that alone, to what Chris was saying earlier, you have these administrative and logistical challenges you're trying to navigate, and you don't always know where to start. And sometimes it takes 15 calls to find the right answer. Right. And when you're in the middle of trying to be present, as Chris said, for your family and for your child, Leslie, so you make those calls, arrange that private ambulance. As Chris said, he had to kind of put the bill for that up front, pay out of pocket. But I believe you had a role in trying to get some reimbursement back to Chris for that. Is that right?
Yeah, so we, after Chris decided to pay out of pocket, you know, he was then able to send that bill back to us, which then we resubmitted and was able to get that reimbursed for them. So I can't take all the credit for that, because I just kind of sent the bill over to our pod manager and she did some behind the scenes work on that. So yeah, but we were super excited. I remember the day that it got approved, we were so excited for them that it got reimbursed, because we weren't sure that it was. So it was really exciting, knowing that he was going to get paid back that money, because it was a pretty significant amount. So, yeah.
But I feel like the most important thing was something not clinical at all. And that was something that you and your pod did for Chris's kiddo. So can you tell us a little bit about that too?
Yeah, I really wanted to celebrate the, you know, the big milestone of him going home. And I just wanted to do something special to acknowledge that. And so, you know, Quantum has cards, like, but I looked at those and none of them seemed appropriate for a 7-year-old boy. So I just got on Amazon and I thought, you know, like I was looking for like a Goodwill card kind of thing, but I saw these really cute kind of like postcards with animal facts. And I thought, oh, well, that'll be fun. And so when they came, there's like 20 different ones in the package. So I was like, well, this was a whole team effort. So I had the team, you know, everyone in our pod and some adjoining pods that had helped sign, you know, make out a card for him. And then I wrote, I knew I have two boys too. And so I knew at that age they loved jokes. So I wrote an animal joke that corresponded with each animal on the cards, just for something for them to do, something fun, like to enjoy together. And I made a card out for his brother as well, because I just wanted to acknowledge, you know, his role in all of this too. And I thought that was important. Just again, as a parent of two boys, I know I didn't want to leave him out. So yeah, so that was fun. We had fun filling them out. I had fun writing all the jokes on the cards. And I just really, you know, wanted them to have, you know that we all were rooting for him.
Wow. And Chris, I can imagine when that was delivered to the house. I mean, it's not every day that an insurance company or a navigation company is sending care packages, if you will. So what was their reaction and how did that make you feel?
They were so excited to see that. And they get, you know, for them to be able to laugh and be together and just, you know, find a glass half full type of situation was amazing, right? And the best part of all of this was it was a welcome surprise. We didn't know it was coming. Got this package of postcards and it was, and you know, I mean, that truly melted my heart that Leslie was able to put that together and coordinate with the Quantum team that supported us and our family through this journey. We still have those postcards.
Oh, good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love that. Thanks for sharing.
Well, Chris, the most important question that we're going to ask today that everybody wants to know, how is your son doing?
He's doing phenomenally well. You know, he passed all his cognitive testing with flying colors. You know, physically, he is running, he is swimming. He's pretty much almost there, right? We're going back to the neurosurgeon later this month to see if he gets cleared to start to play contact sports again. But otherwise, he is doing everything that any other normal boy is or girl is doing right now at his age. And he's able to play with his friends, and you know, he's having sleepovers again. I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah. Incredible.
Amazing. Love to hear that. So absolutely. Happy for you. So happy for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chris, obviously you led HR and benefit strategies for large companies, and you have expertise as it relates to this whole process and, you know, really leaning on Leslie and Quantum Health to help support you. How has this experience just changed your view of Quantum?
You know, it's interesting. Having come from, the world of private equity, where I helped support and manage a number of portfolio companies, the area that I typically owned and operated on was things like total rewards and org design and other things relating to the employees. What initially appealed to me about Quantum Health wasn't necessarily the employee journey and the employee experience. It was the fact that we can mitigate a lot of costs, and maintain some level of predictability from a P&L perspective. And this journey really showed me that it is so much more than that. That it is truly an opportunity to improve the employee experience. Quantum, when I started this journey of partnering with them, they used to always flash a slide about how they improved the ENPS scores for all of their customers. And I always just thought, oh, that's just some marketing mumbo jumbo. And now I truly
You're not the only one. It's okay.
I'm a believer now. Like, if employees truly understood the value that Quantum Health brings to the table, as well as employers, I mean, this is an improvement to culture within an organization. It is an improvement to the employee lifestyle, right? As well as their own economics, because Quantum's trying to do this in a way that is economical for both the employee as well as the employer. And that's just additional upside.
Yeah. And thank you so much for sharing that and that perspective. And when I think back to Kara, you know, founding our organization in 1999, this is why she did it, because it's the human experience and the support needed is far more than, you know, savings. And there is such a need for someone to take you by the hand and really help navigate through this type of complexity. And it's just amazing to hear stories like yours where, you know, that really does come to fruition. And that's always our goal. And you know, in your situation, it's just a wonderful ending to a very challenging experience. And we can't thank you enough for sharing that and painting that picture for us today, for sure.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Quantum Health has truly done something for me and my family that no other healthcare provider has ever done or I would have ever expected to do.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Thank you, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Leslie.
Yes, thank you both so much. Yes, this has been an incredible, incredible conversation. And we just can't thank you enough for sharing.
Well, Carly, that was an incredible story. And you know, every time we hear stories like this, whether it's something that we see come through our emails, because we get, you know, member compliments daily of people like Leslie in our company who are going above and beyond to step up for people and support them in really challenging, uncertain moments. And it's always touching to read those compliments, to hear these stories, but to be a part of one today with Chris and Leslie, that's next level. And I feel so honored to be a part of it and to be able to share it with everybody. And I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah,
that
was great. It was amazing. It was great. And I think our goal is really to end each episode with a big idea about how to ensure everyone gets the care and support that they need. And Ryan's going to share a quote with us that's quite powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. So this comes from our chief marketing officer, Nancy Sansom at Quantum Health, and summarizing this whole family care idea. So when someone ends up in the hospital, their entire family is affected. Our healthcare system isn't built to recognize that. It treats the patient, but often overlooks the loved ones who are just as scared. Families need someone they can trust to guide them through the experience and advocate for their best interests at every step. And I couldn't agree more with that, Carly.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with it more either. That quote really, I think, gets to the heart of the bigger issue, right? Our healthcare system is built for a single user, and that is very much not the case in the majority of situations. So having the ability to care not only for the patient, but also for the loved ones that are caring for that individual is just invaluable. And that is, it breaks my heart to know that there are people out there fighting, for their family members alone. And, you know, that's why Quantum stands by, you know, really, we don't want anyone to go through this alone. So thank you so much for sharing that quote. Absolutely. And it's our time to go to Ryan and I. We're so happy to spend time with you today. Do not forget to like and subscribe. You know, you want to come hang out with us again. So make sure that you hit that subscribe button, and we will be back with episode 2 to share another emotional story about how to fix the biggest flaws in our healthcare system. So thank you so much. Take care.
Take care. Thank you.